We just got to the opportunities and threats in detail, and we're just going to go over the strengths and weaknesses and the current business level with Miles on the report structure.
Okay, so we've done it in a very wishy-washy way, explained the process, and what we've done so far is we've presented a positioning of the company in terms of its current situation. We've covered the external analysis using Pestle analysis and Porter's five forces. And we summarise the opportunities and threats. Okay? Yeah. That's a big chunk of the report done. You know, a lot of attention needs to be done on that. Then we've started to get into the internal analysis. And at the end of this, what are we trying to arrive at?
The situation, the current position.
No, we've done that.
All right.
Because we presented it... that's very good. We presented it first, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah? But now we're showing we've done the working out. We've done the analysis. But remember, the other textbooks, I don't want you to get confused, the other textbooks say, do the analysis, out pops the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, you're saying, because you all come here saying you're going to follow this one, I'm going to give you the answer, here's my working out, here's the analysis. Yeah?
Yeah.
So what are we trying to achieve when we do an internal analysis?
Strengths and weaknesses of the company.
Yes, good. We try and identify the strengths and weaknesses of a company. So underpinning that would be analysis of the value chain analysis. To identify sources of advantage. They can be both positive competitive advantages and things which are negative. Yeah, and we've used the language of the resource-based view. That's for another podcast. You know, fresh old resources, core capabilities. We'll use that language. And what criteria did I tell you to test each of those sources of competitive advantage? Another podcast covered this. Valuable?
Rare.
Costly to imitate. Close.
No.
Substitutable. Non-substitutable. Okay, so we tested them. So, okay, that's good then. And then also in that analysis is cultural analysis as well, which some textbooks will call organisational purpose. Now, where's the confusion there? Well, yeah, some textbooks will say to you the strategic posture, which is in the Appendix 11C, is the organisational purpose. And in this one, it tells you to, in the internal analysis, do the cultural analysis. Okay? So please don't be confused, and I'm sure anyone who's listening to this is confused now, is that in the Johnson & Scholes textbook, which, you know, I've always used in my academic life and also when I was a student, it would call that organisational purpose and culture. Okay, so they've got them in different places. So there's a chapter on organisational purpose and then there's a chapter on culture. Okay, right, so here it's splitting them the same. Okay, the old textbook used to split it like that. Yeah, I think the old textbook used to put organisational purpose and culture. That's not relevant, but the where it says strategic posture, that is purpose in Johnson & Scholes, and the culture is what they call culture in the textbook. So I don't want you to be tread on or tripped up by the different way of textbooks. Like I said, the components are all the same. You can see that in these different textbooks. The components are all the same, but the way that you formulate it is different depending on how you want to do it. Now, the argument you had in the last podcast was, do I present the strategic positioning first, or do I do it after the analysis? I'll leave that for you to decide. The only comment I would make is, if I was a manager, I'd rather have the answers first, working out afterwards. But, when I wrote this assignment 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when I was a student, I followed the Johnson & Scholes model, which would be the funnel, and then you come to the positioning, and then you make your recommendations, okay? Yeah, that's totally up to you. So where do we get to? And then the rest of the model. So you're doing the strategic positioning analysis, which is the green bit on page 15 of Johnson, Scholes and Whittington. And then you are evaluating the business level strategy, which is the reddish type area. But you're only doing business level strategy. But you don't remember that corporate level strategy and functional level strategy, you know, it has to be aligned to your corporate level strategy, and whatever you do, your business level strategy has an impact, of course, on your functional level strategy. But you're doing business. So in terms of this diagram here, you're doing the green and the business of the red, business level strategy, and then coming up with some recommendations.